Yeah, hello?
Hey, Mose. My bad, brother. I clicked the wrong button. I was, sorry about that. It, like, told me kick from the conference or whatnot. So, apologize for that. Let me make sure, too, I'm going to send you in a second my direct line and extension, okay? Because I'll be your account lead on this. That way, if that happens again, you know how to get a hold of me as well. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, what I'm doing now is coding out the card, processing the payment. Oh, let me, too, what is the, what's the CVC code? Should be the 3-digit code. Yeah.
608.
Okay, perfect. So, I'm coding out the card, assigning the package to one of our technicians, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, it's going to ask you a few questions already asked. Okay? All right, so it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
AC Appliance Repair.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Amos Cheney, part owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Hold on. What is the contract agreement? I forgot to ask you that.
Oh, it's a non-contractual agreement. So it's no contracts. You're getting an email right now with your welcome email and your initial invoice in just a second, too, which will have your terms of experience, right. But you're not bound to any contract.
Okay, all right.
I got an error code, too. Give me one quick second. Let me see. Hold on. It came back as AVS mismatch. That's usually the billing address. So did you say it was the old address, the 2924 South 97th Lane?
Yeah, hold on. Let me double-check that.
Yeah, it might be the new one. But, yeah, double-check, though.
No, it's not the new one. Not for this call. It's not.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Okay. Ready when you are, brother.
10155.
Okay.
Golden Lane, Peoria.
Got it. And hold on. Let me pull up. Okay. 85345, right?
85340.
85340. Okay. Give me a second. Da-da-da-da. Did you say 10155 Golden Lane? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what I got here. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. We use, TrustWave certification, so it's just got to match what you have. So give me one sec. Let me just...
Yeah, on my address, what I'm looking at, 85340, but you can try the 85345, see if that works. But on this building thing that I got right now, I say 85340.
I'm going to use the 85340 then, you know, because it's got to match what's on yours. And it's 10155 Golden Lane, right? And Lane's just LN.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. So here, let me update it. Boom, 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 boom. Here we go. Make sure we're golden. And then you'll see on the invoice, there'll be like two charges, but only one goes through. One will literally say ABS mismatch. It's the address. So just give me one sec here. Make sure we're golden on this. Okay. So on your invoice, you'll see two charges, but only one's approved, and one will say AVS mismatch because I put the wrong billing address. So you are only charged once, is all I'm saying. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. You'll see what I'm talking about. I'm just going to reread this voice verification again, okay? So I'm going to go from the top. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
AC Appliance Repair.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Amos Cheney, part owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What do you mean?
I always get questions on that one. So I'll repeat it, and then I'll explain it, okay? So it reads like this. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So, for example, we're going to be doing your Google page in Buckeye, right, your Facebook ads. So if you plan on doing anything else online, we're not going to tell you no. We just recommend you run it by us. That way we can make sure we're not already doing it for you. So, like, all these other calls you've gotten, right, you don't want to hire multiple companies to work on your Google page because it can hurt your ranking. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect. All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is December 26, 2024. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $249 for the platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot, you know? all right. So the client interview, we block off a full hour. Usually the call takes about 30 minutes, okay, just so you can plan accordingly. The soonest time they have is going to be, okay, so they have a 2 p.m. available today or a 3 p.m. Do either of those times work for you?
What's the day?
Thursday.
It's just on the phone, right?
Yeah, it's just on the phone. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll do a 3.
3? Okay, awesome. So what I'm going to do, you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It'll say Local Splash CI, which just means client interview, okay? And then EN for English. 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. And the way this appointment works, it's going to come from our 877 number. Okay, the same number I texted you. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. Okay, if I am on the phone, then they just call on their own to make sure we don't like miss the appointment. All right, so let me get that first calendar invite to you. Okay. I'm going to shoot you a few more text messages too right now. One is going to have my direct line and extension. Like I mentioned earlier, I'll be your account lead on this. So you want to save that in your phone when you get a chance, okay? And the other text... Say it again?
You say you sent it already?
No, I'm sending it right now. Yeah, it should be coming through. I just hit send on it.
Okay, gotcha.
You got it? All right, awesome. And then the other text, too, we're going to send you a YouTube video on how to use your app, okay? It just, like, shows you, like, the features on it, yada, yada, yada. So...
What app is that?
So it's our newest feature. We actually just included an app. So they'll walk you through, our tech team walks you through downloading it.
The app that get in contact with you guys, or just the app in general?
Just an app in general. It has your tracking system. Also, like I mentioned, you're able to text from it, right, from your tracking number, et cetera. So I just sent you a YouTube video on it. It just shows you, like, the features on it, basically. We're sending it to all new clients that onboard and our previous clients too, you know? Few more questions for the tech side too. They want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us?
Phone call.
Okay. Okay. So I'll put phone and text. You get all three, too, just so you know. They just want to know your, like, preferred method of contact, you know? Let's see. Business, is it currently – I know Arizona doesn't require, like, a appliance repair license, but is the company currently insured?
We insured, like – you talking about, like, insurance?
Yeah. Insurance on the company?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So last thing, we sent you a few emails, okay? You're going to have from local Splash support, a welcome email, an initial invoice, and an action needed email. Are you able to pull those up right now?
Pull what up? The invoice of what?
Go ahead and pull up the local Splash initial invoice first. Then once you get it up, there should be fifth line down, a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms.
Yeah, I see the invoice.
Okay. So when you click on the link, it says, please click here to accept subscription terms. It should take you to a screen that says local Splash terms of experience. Are you looking at that now? Just want to make sure you're in the right spot, you know? Okay, awesome. All right, so this is everything you're paying for in writing. It's everything I went over with you, okay? But I always like to recap it. So under services, you'll see Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access. That's the map section on Google. And remember, for you, we're going to create a whole new listing in Buckeye for you, okay? And then directory submissions, you'll see the main directories that we're submitting you to. Then you're going to see My Site Custom Website with a star next to it, okay? Ignore that. Like I said, your website looks great. I don't think it needs a full redesign. So just ignore that. We're not including a website for you, okay?
All right.
And then you're going to see Facebook Business Page Access, Facebook Ads. Those are those retargeted ads we're running for you on Facebook. Okay?
Cool.
Then you're going to see Google Ads, Google Guaranteed, and Yelp Ads. Those are all upgraded services. Like I mentioned, we do more here, but we like to see how you do on that Platinum package first. So Google Ads is like pay-per-click, Google Guaranteed pay-per-lead, and Yelp Ads are pay-per-click. Those are upgraded services. If you ever needed more exposure, we do offer those as well. Okay? But again, okay. Not included in the package you're on, okay? Just to clarify. All right, Google Workspace is optional. That's like a business email. If you're interested in that, your technician will go over it with you in the client interview. Advanced
what
reporting.
Is it again?
Oh, Google Workspace is a business email. So it's like, for example, your domain, let me see what it is, ancappliancerepair.com. We offer, like, where we can make you an email that is like, info at ancappliancerepair.com. Does that make sense? It's optional. You don't have to utilize one of those, though. Yeah.
What is it? Just scheduling or something like that?
No, it's not scheduling. It's just, it's basically a business email is all it is. You already have, you already have your email, so you don't really need it, you know? It is something we offer, though. So it's in there. But
so
it's not for scheduling.
Offboarding.
Yeah.
Offboarding, transfer
fee. Where are you looking at that? Offboarding terms on which one?
I think it's right before the Yelp ad.
Okay. So the offboarding terms, so if you were to leave us at any point in time, the package you're on right now, all the directories we create for you, Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, Meta, we make you the owner of all those. So we're just added on as a manager, so there's no offboarding fee, okay? If you were to leave us, though, your social media ads, we would stop paying those, obviously, so your ads would come down, you know? And then also your Google listing, we would stop optimizing it, so you'll see your rankings fall, you know?
Optimizing it as
like doing the post, right? Making sure you stay up to date with any algorithm changes that Google does, right? We have a system where if anybody tries to go on and change your stuff, like let's say a competitor try to go on and change like your Bing listing or Apple or whatever, right? We get like an alert because we got to keep it all lined up, you know? So we would stop doing all that basically if you were to leave us at any point.
Gotcha.
Okay. So there's no offboarding cost for you. That's why I didn't go over it too. But and then you'll see advanced reporting. That's why we're on this page. I'm gonna get you logged into that next. Okay. Live client support, like I mentioned, any changes you want made, we're able to do it live over the phone with you. SMS communication is just telling you we communicate via phone call, email, and text. If you don't answer, for example, we just shoot you a text, letting you know we called. Delivery dates and client responsiveness, same thing we went over earlier. And then it will show you, like, what goes where, and that everything's month-to-month, no contracts. Okay?
Okay.
So you can take your time to review it. At the bottom, though, after you reviewed it, it'll have you check a few boxes, and then it has you type your name in and hit confirm. After you do that, it will take you to a username and password screen. That's for your tracking and reporting system. Just let me know when you're there, and I'll have it pulled up for you, and let me know if you have any questions on there, too, you know? Can't believe we're almost at 2025, man. I feel like this year like just flew by. It's crazy. I feel like 2025 is gonna roll though, man. I think it's gonna be a great year, you know? For sure.
Yeah, I hope so.
It will.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Have you worked with a client company lately in the field?
Yeah, so the results are gonna be different depending off the area. So like the results that somebody has in Tallahassee, Florida won't be like your same results. You know what I'm saying? So the best way to see like your percentages and stuff is going to be once you get rolling with this. But on your tracking system, it's going to show you everything. It'll show you exactly how many calls you're getting from this, how many searches are being made, views going to your website, how many clicks you're getting, et cetera, you know?
Okay, okay, yeah. cool.
But
cool.
We have a bunch of appliance companies nationwide, though, for sure.
Not many in Arizona?
I know we don't have one in your specific territory. That's why we called it. Me personally, I don't have an appliance company in Arizona at all. You know, as an account lead, I know that. But I'm not sure if we have any, like, throughout the company. I would have to get a list. Like me as an account lead, like somebody I signed up, I don't have an appliance company in Arizona for sure. You know, you'll be my first one.
What about that account? Like, how, cause I know y'all said it was a need for it in Tolleson, than the Tolleson area.
So the Tolleson area, like, and I want to see you be successful, right? We're successful, you're successful. It sounded like the area you want to target is the Buckeye, like the Verado, Buckeye area, right? So that's why I was saying, instead of messing with your Tolleson listing, right, which has pretty good ranking right now, instead of messing with the Tolleson ranking, would you create you a whole new listing in Buckeye as well? We still have the website. It just basically, we could start targeting you in that area, you know? Now, if you wanted to move the Tolleson to the Buckeye area, we can do that. You know what I'm saying? It's going to just require a re-verification, but you'll still stay with one location. Does that make sense?
You said, oh, they'd be still in one location with the Buckeye whole thing.
So these are your two options. We could create a whole new listing in Buckeye, right? Or you can, so if you do that, you have the Buckeye address, right? Like you have the Buckeye listing, and then you also have the Tolleson listing, okay? Or we could move your Tolleson listing to Buckeye. It's just going to require a re-verification, right? So what I recommended to you, like, especially with you still doing work in Tolleson and it having, like, a decent ranking in that area already, you keep the Tolleson listing going, and we just create a whole new listing in Buckeye, you know?
Okay.
So then you essentially have two locations. Yeah.
Okay, but would you guys be optimizing that Tolleson one?
We wouldn't be, no. No, just leave it. Yeah.
Okay,
you would have to pay another $149 essentially for us to do local SEO on the Tolleson area.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. All right.
Just start with Buckeye, roll on that one, and if you're like, hey, I want you guys to get in and optimize Tolleson, I mean, we could talk about that later, but I'd like you to see what we do first, you know?
Yeah, right on.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready for the username password?
Yeah. Okay. I don't have one. Do I gotta put one in?
No. It's already created for you. Let me just pull it up. So your username, it's your phone number. Okay, no spaces. So it's the 602-332-7601 number.
All right.
Password, all lowercase letters, all one word, okay? I'm going to say it and then spell it. It's be friends. So be like boy, E like Edward, F like Foxtrot, R like Romeo, I like Indio, E like Echo, M like Nancy, D like Delta, S like Sam.
Yeah,
be friends.
Okay, cool.
You're in?
Yeah.
Okay. So it should say check back in 2 to 3 days. We're working on your account. That's essentially basically after your client interview, they're going to fill everything in on this. Okay. Now, what you can get a jump on, do you see where it says business info on the left-hand side?
No, hold on. It's the invalid password.
Oh. So it should be B friends. No capital letters, all lowercase.
Yeah, B-F-R-I-E-N-D-S.
Yeah, and then B in front of that. So B as in boy, E as in Edward. So B friends. Better yet, I'll show it to you. So let's do this. Just go back to your emails. Go to the welcome to local slash email.
Yeah, no, I'm on it. It's just that I don't know why I'm doing that. VRVFRENDS. Every time I hit sign in, it's freaking.
It says invalid password.
Sign in to locals. Yeah, invalid username or password. Sign in to local class.
So no worries. Do this. Go to your welcome to local splash email. I'm just going to show you the username password, and I'm going to show you the link, too. And you need to know this, too, to be able to always log back in, you know? But, yeah, if you go to the welcome to local splash email, you're going to see your credentials. So it'll show your username, your password, and then the link to be able to log in.
I'm tripping. All right, I'm in.
You're in? All right, awesome. Okay, yeah. So you're going to see it'll pull up a box that says we're working on your account. Go ahead and just click the X on that. And then do you see left-hand side, it'll say business info?
Where are you?
I like to be here. Sorry.
You're good, brother.
All right, I'll click the X.
All right, and then just click where it says business info.
Hold on. Sorry. Let me see if I got that. I'll bring it in. I know if you're a pump.
This is the last part, too. I'm just going to show. Take your time, but I'm just going to show you how to add photos, basically, you know?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay, alrighty. I'm in there. You said photos, right?
Go to business info. And then if you, when you scroll all the way to the bottom, okay. You're going to see media.
Media.
So to be past,
local lead, listen, Google profile, actor, Google ads, review.
You want to click on, business info first. So if you're on the drop down, it's going to be, towards the bottom. Yeah, business info. And then, you'll see location information, keywords, yada, yada, yada. We're going to fill all that in. But if you scroll down, you're going to see media. And it will say logo, business photos, business videos.
Okay, I see that.
Okay, so those are the photos that we're going to use for your, like, Google listing, your Facebook ads. So the media portion is important, you know? I know when you sign up, you get all these emails and texts. Just prioritizing it, that's your main priority. You want to get those business photos to us, okay? And then the second priority, where it says business documents, okay, you'll have a plus sign. This is if an advanced verification is needed. It'll ask for, like, tools and or equipment, work vehicle, business insurance, etc. Anything you have on there, submit it. Anything you don't, just skip it. Okay?
Something I put where it say business photos or business videos.
Business photos and business videos are what we use on your Google listing and on your Facebook ads. So that's what clients can see. Business documents is what we use for an advanced verification through Google if needed. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then you'll have a separate email explaining that, too. It'll say, like, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. And it has, like, a link that when you click it, it takes you right back to where I have you at right now, you know?
Okay, cool. So what kind of photos, like, you want? Like, I just got a van, and it's not wrapped. What kind of business photos you are
you talking about? The business documents or the photos for the clients to see?
Yeah, photos for the clients to see.
Photo for the clients to see. Okay. So that's going to depend, like, if you want to do, like, we've had guys use, like, you know, their crew by the truck or, like, you know, it depends on what photos you have for the business. Appliance, too, we can use stock photos if you want, or I can have them pull the photos off of your website, which those look like stock photos anyways. So those are just the media or photos that you want them to use for the clients to see. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, I got photos here and there, but I got a lot of photos of me fixing stuff.
Okay.
I don't know if that works.
Yeah, no, that works perfect, man. Now they already know who you are, you know what I'm saying? When you're coming in, like, I think that'd be great, you know? Obviously, we'll use, like, your logo as, like, probably the cover, but put any photos you want these clients to see, for sure, in that media section, you know? Okay. So that'll be main priority is that media section. Second priority, business documents. If you ever, like, have questions on any of this, right? Like, let's say we get off the phone and you forget all of this, brother, just call me. You know what I'm saying? And I'll always walk you through it, you know?
All right, yeah, no, that sounds like a plan.
All right, so we got you in for 3 p.m. today, too, okay, for your client interview. All right?
All right, cool. And then what else you want me to do for, like,
you're good.
Filling out stuff?
No, you're good, bro. So just when you get a chance, right, and probably just have it done, like, over the weekend, get your pictures, get your media in, you know, of your that you want the clients to see. You know, just get that through.
Okay.
And they'll remind you of that, too, in the client interview as well.
Then I need a picture of that. I'll grab a pen. Do you have a pen?
Not right now.
All right, I'll
go. Okay, cool. And then, So I'll just be expecting a call at 3 and then just go from there.
Yeah, exactly. That way they can get the keywords and everything, like, set up, and they'll start the verification process for the new address, too. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, brother. You're in good hands. Trust me, all right? I'll talk to you soon, Amos.
All right.
All right, brother.